talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, and we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Normally, I don't start with something from Wisconsin, something semi-local, but this one really frosted me. Foxconn, just held a job fair for 100 positions. Are you kidding me? 100 positions? 100 positions? This is the company that back in 2017 said they were going to create 13,000 new jobs, high-tech jobs, paying an average of $53,000 a year. In return, Scott Walker gave them a package that could have totaled $4.5 billion, about $2.5 billion or more in just state money for setting up a business here and making large screen TVs, paying 13,000 people, $53,000 a year. And then spent over $1 billion preparing the site, roads, throwing people out of their homes. This is all to subsidize a Chinese company, private company, picking winners and losers. Why should they get a couple of $1 billion? Why not Miller Brewing? Why not Briggs & Stratton? Why not Northwest Mutual Life? Why not Johnson Controls? These are all major employees in southeastern Wisconsin. Well, they don't get squat. Chinese company gets, could have been $4.5 billion, certainly a little over $2.5 billion flat out tax money, more than $1 billion in site preparation, forgiveness of sales taxes, and a lot of other sweeteners. And they jacked us around for 4 years. They said, we're not going to do large screen TVs, large screens. We're going to do small screens for phones. Then they said, we're going to do coffee makers. Then they said, we're going to do electric cars. Then they said, we're going to just be consultants and tell people in Wisconsin how to manage their businesses at state expense, at very large state expense. Then they went back, and now what they're saying is, we may be making parts for electric cars, for Fisker, not for Tesla or not for Elon Musk or people like that. This is a scam. This has been going on for 4 years. The Republican Party is still behind it. Voss represents Mount Pleasant. Voss represents that area, Robin Voss. And he keeps saying this is a good deal. Robin Voss and the Republicans cost us more tax money than you can ever imagine, state tax money. We were offered $1 billion for Medicaid to subsidize our Medicaid. They turned it down. Walker turned it down because he was running for president and wanted to look like he was conservative. And a lot of the southern states turned it down for the same reason. And then Walker used state tax dollars to make up for a lot of what he turned down. But what he turned down was our federal tax dollars, and it did not go back to reducing the deficit. Went to California, Minnesota, and elsewhere. So that was $1 billion. Then we were offered $1 billion for trains. We could have had high-speed rail from Milwaukee to Chicago, then Milwaukee to Madison, Madison to Eau Claire, Eau Claire to Minneapolis. Over 4,000 good, high-paying union jobs. Building it over several years at federal expense. And then the enhancement of business all along the route, all along the route. That's how St. Louis in the 19th century became one of the most prominent cities in the country because of the railroad. Railroad went through St. Louis. If you wanted to go west, very big deal. Walker turned it down. He was running for president, turned it down. Chinese company came along and schmoozed them, said, well, I'll give you up to $4.5 billion to create a business. Walker was never in business. He left college without a degree, went to work for the American Red Cross and ran for the assembly. He doesn't know anything about business, nothing about business. And he got snookered, and the Republican Party went along with it. So now what's happening? Foxconn, in that contract, is sitting on probably the most prime industrial real estate in Wisconsin. It's halfway, roughly, not quite halfway, between Chicago and Milwaukee. Very close from a transportation point of view to Mitchell Field in Milwaukee and O'Hare Airport in Chicago. Very close to Lake Michigan for shipping. Great land, great workforce around there if you pay them. And these clowns, 4 years later, are having a job fair for 100 positions. Not 13,000 positions, 100 positions. Now, wait a minute. Spectrum right now is desperate to hire people. They're advertising on television. You want to be in some kind of a tech area? Work for Spectrum. The post office is desperate for people. Companies are desperate for people. Went up, spent a couple of days up in the Hazelhurst, Minocqua area. On the way down there, billboards will give you 2,000 signing bonus. 2,000 signing bonus on the way down from Minocqua to Milwaukee to come and work for us, whatever the company was. And Foxconn is getting $4.5 billion for having a job fair for 100 people to make supposedly electric cars, not even electric cars, parts for electric cars for Fisker. That's been floated around for a long time. What finally happened is the state entered into an agreement with them to tear up the old contract, change it, but still give them $80 million for what? Up to $80 million for what? For going through this clown show? They should have been sued for breach of contract. Return of any money that we had to pay to set up this fake proposition. I don't know how you make it up to the people who are thrown out of their homes. You know, when the Constitution was written under the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment, government can't take your property except for a public purpose, like a highway. So if a highway is going to be going from Racine to Milwaukee or repairs, you can't let some guy say, well, no, you're not going to build a highway because my home's here. You say, I'm sorry, we're going to take your home by eminent domain and pay you fair market value. It's very rare. You like not to do it. Here, a Chinese company comes in. The state of Wisconsin under Scott Walker goes up to the homes, knocks on the door and says, we're taking your house. We'll offer you the assessed value. Guy goes, well, no, my kids are in school here. They like it here. We like it here. This is kind of a nice area. No, thank you. We're not going to sell. Well, you don't understand, they said. It's not up to you. The state is taking your home to turn it over to a private company. That's just plain wrong. That's just plain wrong. The Republican Party is behind that. There was a Supreme Court case that the Republican judges voted for some years ago that set that up out east. Big company can come in and say, I want that house. Government will say, okay, we'll take it for you and then give it to you. It's a scam. It's a scam. It's a shell game. Government should not be able to take your house, should not be able to come up to my house. They better not come up to my house and go, Matt, you know, you have quite a nice house here. I think I'm going to take it for assessed value. Give it to a Chinese company. Well, that's baloney. That's Walker. It's Trump. Republicans talk a good game. Republicans go, well, we're for private enterprise. What they don't tell you is that it's Chinese private enterprise taking your house. That's what happened down in Foxconn. So Foxconn comes up with a job fair for 100 positions because they might be making electric cars, might for a company nobody ever heard of. This has been going on a long time. How long do you have to pull the football out? You know, you run up to kick the football. Remember Peanuts? She pulls it away from you. How many times? I mean, really, how dumb are we in this state to put up with this? If you elect Republicans, keep this in mind. They cannot be trusted around money. And I just don't mean, well, they might do something that we disagree with. They'll turn down $1 billion in Medicaid money and then pay for it at tax dollars when it was the return of your federal dollars. That's how dumb they are. And they will turn down $1 billion in train money because they say it's welfare. And the government says, no, wait a minute. You know, every other state is getting Navy bases, Army bases, space centers. You know, down in Cincinnati, the IRS has its operation down there. You don't get jack. You don't get squat. You're at the bottom of the barrel. It will throw you, you know, $1 billion and build a train. You don't have a train, high-speed train. We say, no, turn that down. Oh, there's a Chinese company wants $4.5 billion for making whatever they want. And 4 years later, they don't know what they want. They know what they want. They're not going to make it. They never intended to make it. They've done this before. They've done it in other states and they've done it in other countries. Walker got snookered. Republican Party got snookered. Republican Party cannot be trusted with tax dollars. It's as simple as that. In the state of Wisconsin, they can't be trusted state tax dollars. We're going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.